ribbon of darkness, 70 miles wide.
The sun is scorching, and I'm very fair-skinned.
Good morning, sunshine.
What I'd really like to do is load her into a rocket and have her shot into the center of the sun.
In the sunshine of your love.
You make the sun come up. You make the birds sing. You make my heart flutter.
Wasn't that a sweet thought? I bet you just fart, sunshine.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
If I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, yeah, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk.
Find me, I ask the faithful light.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do? Woo!
Today, the moon will block the sun during a total solar eclipse, casting a shadow across much of the United States. But here are some folks who are throwing shade every single day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Later today, former President Trump will spell out his stand on a key issue in the presidential race. Mr. Trump says he'll issue a statement on, quote, abortion and abortion rights. Thousands rallied in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, marking 6 months since the Hamas terror attack on Israel unleashed the war in Gaza. Israel's military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while stressing this does not mean that the war is over. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency is denouncing a drone strike on one of the 6 nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. No relief in sight to skyrocketing gas prices, up 7 cents in the past 2 weeks, according to petroleum industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 28 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Yourself some eclipse glasses. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a crazy thing when the day turns into night. You better protect your eyes or you're gonna lose your sight. You'll need a long white cane and you'll take some braille classes. Unless you get yourself some eclipse glasses.
I'll be selling them out in front of the radio station after the show this morning, so stop by. Only $100 a pair. I need a new TV. Man, it's still hours away, and I'm already sick of it.
Well, it's gotten more coverage than anything ever has been covered.
I mean, I remember it was a big deal last time. That was only 7 years ago. This, the crack pottery is out. Like, this has never happened before, and they're coming up with all these theories. Everything that the this one and like the last one is crossing over the New Madrid fault line, and it's going to blow. And and I had to start dropping sound effects into Coast to Coast because they're all forking crazy. Get a grip, people! It's an eclipse. It's a wonderful, godly event. that we get to watch. They happen rarely. And that's all that is. It's not going to... Meantime, I'm over here reading about jerk-off president and his EV mandates. The story is called, If You Like Your Car, You Can't Keep It. So we'll deal with that later today. We've got to keep our focus on what matters. Don't forget, for all your Eclipse Catering, Palmauer's Victory Grill. They're be able to call them at 11 o'clock this morning if you're having some folks over. Feed them well. Feed them Baumhauers. At 6:13, will we see this damn thing?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, so there's going to be this eclipse thing later on.
Really? When?
We've got a sun and cloud mix today, so we'll be in and out of the clouds officially, if you want to take the model blend, you know, literally. We have a 41% chance of coverage at eclipse peak time, 1:59 p.m., which means we have close to a 60% probability that it'll be okay. So, you know... I'm optimistic. It starts at 12:40. It goes till 3:17. Today's high 84. We're dry through the evening hours tonight. Some spotty showers could be developing in the overnight hours. Low 61. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers, perhaps small rain chance. High 79 on Tuesday. The big deal storm system Wednesday, and especially Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, widespread rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall totals. Look at the blog this morning. You will it'll get your attention. Also, a level 2 severe weather risk. All modes of severe weather are on the table. High in the upper 70s Wednesday. Leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, perhaps. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And timing is everything. Right now, a few clouds. It's partly cloudy and 53 on eclipse Monday at 6:14.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cut and box blade and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On April 8th, park your ride, protect your eyes, and look at the sky.
This one is being referred to as the Great American Eclipse.
Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
The moon's shadow will leave 32 million Americans in 15 states briefly in the dark.
And the shadow is only about 100 miles wide. So you have to be in a specific place on the Earth to witness the solar eclipse.
This truly is the Great American Eclipse. It's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to take every second of my 2 minutes and enjoy. It's a big, big deal.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
It just puts you in awe.
Awesome, man. Ah! They haven't worked out. Let's see. You said they're setting up speakers all over Cleveland?
Yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has an outdoor sound system, and they have a cool playlist planned for the entire, not just the totality, but the entire eclipse, which... we're going to talk more about it in the timeline, but they have these loud speakers all over the city of Cleveland, including at the Science Center and at various locations in Cleveland, where they're going to be broadcasting the same playlist that they'll be doing outside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, by the way, is on Lake Erie. And if you've never seen the building, it's a fabulous building. It's so cool.
Now, if you want to play Dark Side of the Moon today and time it to the actual eclipse... If you start the album 41 minutes and 53 seconds before it starts, you can hear the closing line, the sun is eclipsed by the moon as it's happening. In the Eastern time zone, it says you'd want to start the album at 2:32:21. I saw a really cool animated thing about how this is going to work in Montgomery. Pretty much the 1 to 2 hour is all eclipse all the time.
Spoiler alert. You're going to hear some Pink Floyd here in the timeline.
No. Really? Wow.
Wow, man. Hey, are you holding? You got any?
Here's another. Basically, with a couple of exceptions, this is going to be all eclipse all the time this morning. Study found there was a brief but significant 31% jump in accidents surrounding the last eclipse in 2017. That translates to an extra crash every 25 minutes. Oh, and one additional fatality every 95.
People looking up, I guess.
Yeah, people driving unfamiliar routes. People, you know, I texted Rick Evans last night because I saw somebody sent me another one of these theory things about stuff that might happen.
Yeah.
Let me share with you what he sent back. He says, no worries, planets Venus and Jupiter will be visible during the eclipse along with the Devil's Comet, which passes the Earth once every 71 years. So it's already been around.
So 2017 was a big deal, but this one is longer duration for the totality, areas in totality. This is a better eclipse this year on many levels.
I think, what's our totality, 84?
86%.
86%, that's pretty high, but we're not going to go dark. You're going to see what happened last time was the sky gets a very odd hue.
Yeah.
Once it's a different kind of blue and yellow mix.
It's like a Hugh Downs.
A Hugh Downs?
That kind of hue.
Oh, that kind of hue. See what he did there? Because Hugh Downs. This phone's been ringing. I have no idea who's on it. Hello?
What's up?
You've been cracking me up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Paul P, just want to let you know that
You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
The phone, you're in a bad phone spot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And speaker calls really don't work. The longest duration of totality today will be 4 minutes, 28 seconds near Torreon, Mexico. And that's 1 second longer, Rich, than Bonnie Tyler's total eclipse of the heart, which is 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Most places along the eclipse's path will see a total duration of 3.5 to 4 minutes. I played that Tom Skilling clip while you were out. See if I can bring this up quickly here. Yeah, here he is. Tom Skilling, veteran meteorologist. Just retired, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, February 28th was his last show. WGN, after 40-some years.
He was out there in 2017, and it got to him.
We've been told people start sobbing. For some, it's just a life-changing event. And we may start doing that, too. I'll get my act together, guys. And I'll be back to you. I promise you. Guys, back to Chicago. Sorry about this.
I totally get it. I have absolutely... I would never make fun of him for that. You know, you live a little life. And this is such a rare thing. And I would imagine that if you're in an area that goes totally dark, that's got to be very humbling and overwhelming.
I'm told that it is extremely emotional.
Well, that makes sense. And I have so much eclipse stuff here today. Eclipse, E-light, cafe. So what we'll do here, don't forget, Baumhauer's Victory Grill is the official eclipse restaurant for the River Region. With catering, and if you're afraid of frying your eyes outside, don't forget they're open for lunch and dinner with all kinds of great specials. And the Inflation Bites menu, and go to baumhauers.com if you want to order something. You're going to have delivered or pick up to feed people if you're having a little eclipse party at the house today. All right, let me gather my marble collection together here. This is going to be one of those days, man. Hey, did you see another Boeing jet?
This is a Southwest jet where the housing around one of the engines peeled off over the weekend. Another Boeing jet.
Says Rick Mims, we fly Southwest several times every year to visit our son and sweet grandchildren in Vegas. Fly out of Birmingham, direct flight. I feel it isn't Boeing, but maybe Southwest maintenance during inspection of the engines, just saying. Well, it's too many planes involving Boeing for me to buy that. One more thing before we get 1819 news. We have a very special birthday today. It's Chase's birthday.
Ruff!
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
He gets a bonus piece of cheese today.
Yes, he does.
And when he hears that, he's probably thinking,
well, whoopee freaking do!
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
There are now two bills submitted into the Alabama legislature in order to address the controversy erupting within public libraries over the sexually explicit books made available for children and teens. State Representatives Ernie Yarbrough and Arnold Mooney have offered HB 425 and HB 385 respectively. The first bill prohibits a library from purchasing or accepting donated materials that contain sexually explicit content recommended for minors. The bill also allows for parents to take action against that library for doing so. This same bill also prohibits a library from accepting state funds while also remaining affiliated with the American Library Association. HB 385 would repeal the exceptions that have been placed on obscenities as applied to grades K through 12 in public schools and libraries. That bill has already passed out of a House committee and will be considered in the full House. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A sheriff's deputy out of Montgomery has tragically died at the age of 21 after his patrol car crashed last week. Deputy Jeremias Young worked at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office ever since he was 18. Young was on duty at the time of the crash. An investigation into the cause is underway. The Alabama Department of Transportation says that U.S. Highway 98 is now open for traffic near the Mississippi state line. The construction of that highway involved incorporating a new connection point to State Road 158. That project has now been completed, and the road is wide open without any more detours or barricades. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Well, we hope everybody's having a good Monday morning. Not looking too bad. Just checked all of our cities, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. Seeing a lot of folks already up and out and about this morning, but no major problems anywhere. Busiest on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. That's a given for this time of the morning, but other than that, things are looking good. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated throughout the workday. Caterpillar is the name when it comes to heavy equipment that gets the job done. Thompson Tractor has been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
And welcome back. We're just waiting for the end of the world here this morning at 6:28. You guys in the back, he's arrived.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
It's me.
And Jay the Aviator.
You had a pretty cool experience yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was.
What kind of aircraft were you on?
Looks like a Lear.
A Lear?
The Golden Knights plane?
And propellers?
Yeah.
It can't be a Lear.
It wasn't a Lear. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Actually, I think that's a Brazilian design plane.
Let me look.
And you know how much it costs to make one of those? $1 Brazilian.
$1 Brazilian.
Who writes your stuff?
Here, let me.
Shecky Green.
I'm going to send this to you.
Who has a birthday today, by the way?
I'm going to send this picture over to you through text message.
Same plane we saw on Saturday?
Yeah. And you tell me what that looks like. I just sent it to you.
And what?
On your texty thingy.
It does have the shape of a Lear, but that is a...
Yeah, it's a prop plane, but...
Yeah.
And you, your parking was good.
Parking's fantastic. Yeah. Go to my Facebook page.
Because we got a workout Saturday.
Did we ever... You know what? Here's the thing. I talked to the guys, and they said that the crowd was about twice what they were expecting. They were looking for $100,000 each day.
Saturday was huge.
Saturday had to be 150 to 200,000. Easy. All right, Jay. What's your last name again? There's Jay.
Go to my page and then scroll down and look at some pictures. I posted two videos.
Oh, wow.
Get rid of that messenger there.
Oh, they had a plane riding shotgun outside.
That was, yeah, because he would follow the jumper. And if you scroll back up, you can watch the video of that guy jumping out. Not up, go up.
There's the P-51. Look at that.
Yeah, that's when that was.
And that is one badass airplane.
Go back up. There you go. Keep going.
There's the Angels.
Keep going. There you go.
Wow.
You can scroll up some more to get more of that. There you go. To get more of that picture in there.
Yes.
But yeah, the entire plane takes off with the door open.
Right.
For the entire time, the door is open.
And you're seated against the wall, right?
And I'm seated against the wall, yes. And they're jumping out. That's that first guy. So when he goes out, that plane follows him. And so he does corkscrews, the parachute jumper does corkscrews while the plane does these long loops around him. Uh-huh. So they have this smoke corkscrew thing going on.
This is the kind of excitement one needs peanut butter jelly.
That second video is the whole group of them jumping out. That video on the side there is the entire group of the rest of them. Like, he's the guy that jumps out, then he lands, then he goes and narrates the rest of the event.
Well, you had quite an experience. Obviously, if we would have got there earlier, we would have been there on Saturday, up in there.
We had a chance to do that on Saturday.
So, apparently, our parking, our designated parking, was good. We just ended up in a bad spot.
Well, here's the thing. I think I told you guys... And again, we're eternally grateful to Colonel Joe Panza for
absolutely
arranging everything for us. We had hospitality at the Blue Angels tent, which was great. a front row seat for all the flybys. And by the way, the plane that impressed me the most was the F-16. That was easily the loudest.
Wow. And there were little babies in strollers.
Yeah, I know. I question the wisdom of having little ones there exposed to that level of noise. They seem to handle it okay. Of course, they won't be able to hear until they're ready to start first grade, but...
God, it was loud. And it was so cool.
Yeah, that thing put out serious, serious thunder. Now, I understand we're expecting a complete stock market crash because of the eclipse.
Yep. The whole entire world's going to be ending.
But whatever happens today, Brant McDonald will wrap it up for us with a bow around 5:15 this afternoon, give us his analysis, and explain how anything that happens in the market affects your money. Listen this afternoon, or better yet, make an appointment to sit down with Brant and figure out how you can best defend the money you work so hard to make and maybe even grow it, too, with all the uncertainty that's going on about the future. 387-0094. He's got a great team at Avista Advisors. I promise there'll be no sales pitch or anything like that. Just a chat. How they might be able to help you. It's Cooter on the phone.
Hey, guys. Hey. I think the plane you're talking about is the C-147. It's a de Havilland Dash 8.
Okay.
It's the military calls a C-147A.
Gotcha.
Later, guys.
Appreciate it. So, I thought, because they used to do, when they did the big paratroop jumps, they used the C-130. Because they'd lower the back door and they'd go down that. So, but I'm really glad you get, after everything else, Friday was too windy for your C-47.
Yeah, Thursday was too windy for the C-47 flight, although I did see it go up on Sunday. And some people jumped out of that one, too. So I saw that one go up, but... tried that on Thursday. Saturday, we didn't make it in enough time. Although we were there, we just didn't get to our spot in the amount of time we needed to be at. And then, so third time was a charm on Sunday. I was able to go up.
We have your eclipticular edition of Not Headline News coming up in just a moment.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find something. Is the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting reconvening?
Yes, of course it is.
I don't know.
There's a birthday bark.
I'm just very glad you're back because I really had to work last week. And
I heard some of you guys. You did a great job.
We did the best we could. We did the best we could.
Well, thank you.
I tried to help out one morning on random facts there.
You did great.
Yes, it was greatly appreciated, too, sir.
I'm wearing this shirt is the... the polo you get every year at this conference.
Oh.
Last year it was light blue.
Nice.
But the hurricane forecast
matches your hair.
I have Trumpish hair. No, I do not.
There's nothing orange about your hair.
That does not match my hair.
It is 6:35, back in two with the timeline.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. A total eclipse takes place today. It'll be two decades before another total eclipse, which gives you just enough time to watch Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer. Some people think the total eclipse is the end of the world. They're wrong, of course. That will be when Travis and Taylor split. Remember, today's eclipse can seriously damage your eyes if you don't wear protection, which is why many believe today Nick Cannon will go blind. A Chipotle employee in Michigan was shot in the leg by a customer after a dispute over guacamole. So remember the Chipotle greeting. If you have a hassle over your guac, be sure to pull out your Glock. This is not headline news.
The end of the world.
It is 6:38 with the timeline for the 8th of April. Eclipse Monday. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
49 days into the year, 267 days left. And on this Eclipse Monday, it is Step Into the Spotlight Day. Okay. It is Zoo Lovers Day.
Oh.
I'm sure Janelle knows about that, Zoo Lovers Day. Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. Okay. And National Empanada Day. It's a baked fried turnover pastry, Spanish in nature. Never had one. 1865, the final Civil War battle in Virginia is underway near Appomattox Courthouse. The situation is becoming desperate for the Confederate forces. Today is Saturday. Tomorrow would be Palm Sunday, the day that Lee meets Grant at a little farmhouse to sign the surrender agreement. What a week it was in 1865. I've been in that parlor. Surrender on Palm Sunday. Then 4 days later, the president attends a play at Ford's Theater on Good Friday. More as the timeline unfolds this week.
We've been watching Manhunt.
Yes, we have.
Parts of it are really, really well done, but the casting overall, the worst.
Yeah, the casting is. But I've learned a lot that I didn't.
Yes,
know.
This is true. I even pointed something out to you.
Yeah.
About the Canada connection and smallpox.
The uniforms that and the smallpox contamination. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, here we go. 50 years ago today, 1974. April 8th, 1974. Baseball fans everywhere remember where they were, what they were doing. Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714, largest in the history of largest crowd in the history of Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium. They were there to cheer on Aaron that night when he hit his fourth inning pitch off the Los Angeles Dodgers' Al Downing. There is a special ceremony at Truist Park today. Braves take on the Mets. There is still a plaque in the where Fulton County Stadium used to be, where that home run took place. Henry Louis Aaron Jr., born in Mobile, he would have been 90 today.
Really?
1975, Godfather 2 won the Best Picture for Francis Ford Coppola. Best Director, Robert De Niro, took home Oscar for the Best Supporting Actor for playing a younger version of Vito Corleone. Is it the only one? It's the only sequel to win an Oscar for Best Picture?
I believe it is.
I think that's the case. All right, on the song of the day, you played Moonshadow. You started off with that. You played You're So Vain, and you did that because of one line.
Yeah.
You flew your Learjet over to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. You're where you should be all the time. Now our song of the day. So along the path of totality.
I hope this is right.
One of the cities is what?
Is that just, I hope this is right.
I hope so too. It's Cleveland, Ohio. And special plans at the Science Center today. Also at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have these huge speakers outside. Not only that, they've got huge speakers set up playing the same playlist simultaneously all over the city of Cleveland. Wherever you are in downtown Cleveland, you're hearing it. 3:13 to 3:17 p.m. in Cleveland, by the way. 50-50 chance of viewing. This will certainly be on the playlist. Dark Side of the Moon, the album released in 1973, just over 50 years ago. The
Eclipse is ready. Bleed, breathe here. Blaring from speakers all over Cleveland. And you're watching your backyard with your Eclipse glasses.
Trying to light my hash pipe.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, here, pass that. Jay. Hey, go ahead. I'll never know.
This undoubtedly will be the song that will play during the 4 minutes of totality in Cleveland. I'll just shut it down.
Let's reenact the Eclipse using sound effect.
Taking away the moments that make up a dull day.
On this date, Aerosmith released their albums Toys in the Attic. Wow, it's a great album. Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way. Oh my gosh. 1979, final episode of All in the Family airs on this date. 86, Clint Eastwood elected mayor of Carmel, California by a landslide victory with 72% of the votes. He was sworn in a week later. 34 years ago, who killed Laura Palmer? That was the question on everyone's mind when David Lynch's surreal television drama Twin Peaks premiered on ABC.
I got sucked into that thing.
Yeah. It was different than any other show ever on television.
It's true, but it also, it went off the rails. That show jumped the shark maybe faster than any show in TV history.
This is the day that
they had, leprechauns and all kinds of...
Oh, yeah.
Bizarre thing.
Yeah.
It left the murder mystery.
David Lynch. A David Lynch production, sure.
Well, he wasted a lot of people's time.
Oh, man, this is the day that I saw NBC correspondent, 94, Nirvana lead singer Kurt Cobain found dead in his Seattle home. He had committed suicide 3 days later. And, 19 years ago in 2005, Pope John Paul II's funeral took place. Cardinal Joseph
Ratzinger,
he led the funeral mass. In 2013, Margaret Thatcher died on this date at a stroke. She was 87. She was Britain's first female prime minister. Hey, 4 years ago today, I met a dog at the Montgomery Humane Society. It was 2020. The pandemic was still new. I had just lost Bailey a few weeks earlier to cancer. That was on Valentine's Day. So I met this baby dog name, and next day I named him Chase. He may be 1 year old, they thought. So happy fifth birthday to Chase. Where are you at, Chase? Happy birthday, baby. Birthdays. Taryn Noah Smith. He was that little kid on Home Improvement. Mark, he's 40. Ezra Cohen from a group called Vampire Weekend that I am a huge, huge, huge fan is 40 today. They just dropped a brand new album over the weekend, Only God Is Above Us. Patricia Arnett, is 56, I beg your pardon. Julian Lennon, wow, he's 61 today. John Schneider is 64, the original, he's Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard. Shecky Green, you mentioned him just a little while ago. He's 98.
Still around.
Today. Wow. Betty Ford died in 2011. Former First Lady, she would have had a birthday. Countdowns. Biscuits, home opener tomorrow night. 34 days till Mother's Day. 86 days till the 4th of July. Thanksgiving, 231 days away. And Christmas, now 260 days away on this Eclipse Monday. That is your timeline.
In 40 years until the next eclipse. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
We're going to see a sun and cloud mix today. We'll be in and out of the clouds, 41% officially percent coverage, if you take it literally by the models, at eclipse peak time, 1:59 p.m. 86% coverage here in Montgomery. Today's high, 84. Dry through the evening hours tonight, spotty showers overnight, low 61. Widely scattered showers tomorrow, high 79. Wednesday and Wednesday night, the big event. Widespread rain and locally heavy rain and thunderstorms. A level 2 severe weather risk, all modes of severe weather, upper 70s, leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, then nice weather Friday. Right now this morning, partly cloudy and 53 at 648.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Checked in on the Alabama game on Saturday. It was early. It was looked like they might do it.
Early and right up to the last 10 minutes, let's say, they ran out of gas.
So I thought we'd be having another Don Duncan Predictathon today, but not to be. But thanks to everybody that participated last week. It was a little extra fun. And Don and Mitch will be back when we get ready for the football season. Don't forget to partner up with them with the ongoing maintenance of your car. Great to have dependable people with diagnostics and certified technicians to solve any problem, and places that can sell you wholesale price tires, any major name brand at a wholesale price that includes installation. Locations include Mount Duncan and Millbrook, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and Bell Road just north of Vaughan for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. And look for them on Facebook. We'll have traffic. That's just a quick preview. Here's your SRN News replay.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Later today, former President Trump will spell out his stand on a key issue in the presidential race. Mr. Trump says he'll issue a statement on, quote, abortion and abortion rights. Thousands rallied in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, marking 6 months since the Hamas terror attack on Israel unleashed the war in Gaza. Israel's military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while stressing this does not mean that the war is over. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency is denouncing a drone strike on one of the 6 nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. No relief in sight to skyrocketing gas prices, up 7 cents in the past 2 weeks, according to petroleum industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 28 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
We are still
looking good all over the area this morning. We have some busy traffic on I-65 and 85, which is about normal for this time of day. We're seeing more folks out of Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook headed our way, but no major problems anywhere. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated if accidents head your way. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. They needed the bubbly hymn. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. Equal housing lender.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The solar eclipse will drop darkness.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes.
The land of the midnight sun.
In the sunshine of your love.
As the moon passes in front of the sun, a ribbon of darkness, 70 miles wide.
The sun is scorching, and I'm very fair-skinned.
Good morning, sunshine.
What I'd really like to do is load her into a rocket and have her shot into the center of the sun.
In the sunshine of your love.
You make the sun come up. You make the birds sing. You make my heart flutter.
Wasn't that a sweet thought? I bet you just fart, sunshine.
It's partly sunny now, lady. It's 6:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dallas, Texas. Now, today on Happy Hour, from 3:15 to 5, we'll have David Blackman from the Dallas area. He will have experienced the totality of the eclipse. But what we have here is a 1979 report from a Dallas-Fort Worth TV station because they had a full eclipse on February 26, 1979. So this is old school news from way back.
If you missed today's eclipse, you'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch for Texas News.
That's great. It sounded like so far in the future.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure everybody. Yeah, it right. Was. Hey, the one in 2017, the one in 2024 seemed far into the future.
It sure did.
And the future is now.
And you said the next one's in 2044.
2044, and yeah, okay. It goes over Montgomery, Alabama, if we're live.
Yeah, we get the full deal next time.
What do you want to do that day?
I don't know. You got anything in mind? What do you want to cook?
We'll
probably be on special diets.
We don't know what food will be around in 2044.
We don't know what food will be around by the end of this year. But that won't be the eclipse. That'll be the idiots that we've entrusted the leadership of our country to. Songs to celebrate the eclipse today. We played a couple to open the show. Moonshadow by Cat Stevens. You're So Vain by Carly Simon. And let's face it. If you had a Learjet and the money to fly it wherever the hell you wanted, wouldn't you be landing somewhere in the path today? Or flying through the path?
I'm going to take my Learjet up to
Nova Scotia?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. They played that last time. It's 1 second too short to actually cover the full length of the moon crossing the sun's path. Total Eclipse by Iron Maiden. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Blinded by the Light, that's for people who insist on looking directly into the sun and listening to their eyeballs sizzle.
Now, coming out of totality, you could play Here Comes the Sun.
You could do that. You also have Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Elton John. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. And Black Star by David Bowie.
I know.
I'm tired of all this eclipse talk. As far as garden variety regular showbiz news at this particular time, how about some eclipse movies? This could be a conundrum.
Ooh, Apocalyptica or whatever? Apocalypto, I think.
Yeah, that's number four.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
And
another eclipse movie? Boy.
You know, knowing there were 7 years before this one, they could have come up with something that they could have released in advance of this thing, made some money.
I for whatever reason, I'm drawing a blank on other eclipse films.
If you want to play Dark Side of the Moon today, during the whole thing started 41 minutes and 53 seconds before the moon starts to block the sun. The Rock. He's not going to endorse Joe Biden, but he's such a giant freaking chicken, he won't endorse anybody. Because he doesn't want to put up with the backlash from the woke. He's so tough. Jimmy Kendall and Kirsten Dunst kid. Oh, God. I have time for morons. I will not countenance morons.